So we back.
I didn't know who was gonna start the show.
Black
sat up.
Nah, like I said, I gotta introduce him.
Special guest.
Nigga said special guest.
Yeah, we have a special guest on the show tonight. I don't know if you've been listening, but we kicked you off a while ago.
Justin definitely kicked you off.
That's crazy.
Now welcome back.
He is it feels good. Good.
Yeah, he killed you too.
R.I.P. Kevin Savage, man.
Hey, chill.
It's not. I just seen a Facebook post about it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna Google it.
Stephen A. Smith ain't said nothing about it.
TMZ ain't said nothing. Yeah, TMZ is like the most credible, like entertainment media source.
Yeah,
or spiritual word.
Revolt posted it.
Revolt posted.
Mm-hmm.
Revolt TV.
Yeah.
Who owned that? P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, either him or Sean.
They said reliable sources that he passed away. Damn.
Man, he going to be up there tomorrow. Y'all thought I was dead.
Shady room real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, man, we lost a great man.
Real stand-up guy.
City boys down 1,000.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, we done lost a soldier, general.
He had a heart attack.
So, yeah, cardiac arrest. So I went to his Instagram page while I was waiting for you.
I thought you would say symposium or something.
No. And, like he just posted something 21 hours ago.
Yeah, I said he was live like however, yesterday.
I took a scroll through his comments. That shit wicked.
Somebody wish death on him.
Niggas is making jokes about
this. The comments was like disgustingly. They were just disgusted.
Okay.
They wicked, bro. Like fuck terrible.
Like, they ain't like him. He's not well received.
Like he had his demographic though.
Yeah,
like I think we were his demographic.
Yeah, the ones who could,
the future lovers.
I really felt like
basically, yeah,
it was jokes. Like
he wasn't even as bad as Future though.
I don't even think he was that bad.
No, people would pick certain things and post it and not show the whole thing. Like it wasn't him. He would these women would go ask him things. And he will be honest with
them, mm-hmm.
which is what y'all want.
But he was honest with the dudes, too.
That's he was.
So you're telling me you're 5'7", 235 pounds.
And you make $28,000 a year.
You're a fat fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
His job title is an image consultant. He's letting you know your image is not where it needs to be. Like, he told one girl, he said, you are the same size as Emmett Smith. That's what I'm saying. Like, he just kept it G with you, so I mean, who works?
It ain't confirmed yet, though, man. So I don't want to.
Revolt said it, and like they said, his close friend like posted like rest in peace to my home.
Dang, boy. Man. Somebody Justin, said, you gotta take over.
They don't want me to get on live. And
I don't. I'm a laugh. Yeah. I swear, I'm a laugh.
Because as soon as look, it's gonna be some people I've been waiting to say some shit to. Like Chelsea Lee, don't ever call me.
Oh my god!
Like, nah, I'm fucking. That's my dog. There's a lot of people. Delroy.
Oh Lord Jesus!
You attacking the whole family?
Yeah, yeah. One by one.
Nah, that's my dog too.
So look, we're gonna start off with first night, man. Like it's a lot of shit that had happened.
Your boy got tackled last night.
Dave Chappelle.
Bro, what is wrong with these people, man? Thinking they can just run on stage? Like, I guess since Will Smith did it, you know.
You see what Chris Rock said?
Who was that? Will Smith?
Was that Will Smith?
Yeah. It's funny, but corny as hell.
It's corny. Yeah.
Nigga,
like,
he slapped you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. Still ain't did nothing.
You see they getting a divorce.
Who?
Is that real?
Well, don't know. It ain't no revolt.
You said you got it from media takeout.
Yeah.
Who?
Will and Jada.
Ain't getting no
I hope so.
Man, listen. She
he need half or nothing, whatever she can't.
She got
set
hold
it off.
Of
ain't
man.
Doing no numbers. The Matrix ain't been out in 40 years.
I swear to God, I've never seen the Matrix movie.
Well,
yeah, I seen piece of one.
Yeah, I seen the red blue pill shit.
That's I don't know it. What else she was in. What else Jada playing?
Who lame was?
She was in the Tyler Perry movie, wasn't she?
Lord. I feel like Vivica A. Fox was too. I mean, they on the same level, to be honest.
And they was so they. So my thing is, I ain't respecting Jada since she gave that pussy up to Leroy on Set It Off. Was that his name, Leonard Leroy or something?
You talking about the banking nigga, right?
Nah, he was selling cars, but she just wanted a little. He gave her a little piece. She gave him a little piece of ass so she can send her little stupid ass brother to college. And he ended up dead the next day. So now she done gave that pussy up
for nothing. Nothing.
For nothing.
And now look, who lame of her ASAP Rocky?
Easily her. ASAP is that boy lucky boy.
No, but he just a lame nigga.
He different. I wouldn't say he lame. He different.
What's the last ASAP Rocky song? Hey, look,
this the second week.
Shit with 2 Chainz.
What's shit with 2 Chainz?
Love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
Yeah. That was 2013.
Yeah, hey, look.
Really about to drag
ASAP. Second episode in a row.
I'm just saying.
Black, what was the last episode you listened to?
Shit. Last one I was on?
Damn. Yeah,
That's 20.
The last episode was like 30 minutes.
My life's been a little hectic.
2019.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, congratulations, bro.
Thank you,
bro. Oh, and happy belated birthday. You got a lot going on.
That's what's up. How's it feel being Omega Essence? My bad. Nah, my bad, man. But congratulations, though.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
You've been talking about it forever. This isn't a topic.
I heard you was the realest Omega and always 5 o'clock. That's what I heard.
See, hey, you definitely are. Look.
Well, I wish we still had video right now, boy. That nigga face changed quick.
It's a cold ass wig.
Lambo.
But congratulations again. But back, that.
But now I'm definitely going with Jada. She more to me. She more lame than ASAP.
Yeah, no facts. Like
because she trying to be seen.
Not the Rihanna, bro. Could. God.
Mm-hmm. And he just caught was it attempted murder charge or something? Cause it was something like that.
He just got booked the other day.
Yeah, they caught him and Rihanna getting off a plane. Like, I said, he shouldn't be in no allegations. He shouldn't be in no type of trouble. You need to act right. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, cuz. And like I said, you let a nigga with pigtails shoot you.
I guarantee you Drake probably sent her a DM already.
Yeah. I still think he the one who leaked the cheating rumor.
That seems like some light skinned shit he'd do.
Yeah, like he'd do. I
think
he
would do it too.
I
think he'd do it.
Same type of nigga.
Yeah, you the same nigga.
Me and Drake? Nah. Drake Wilder.
Nah, like even though he likes him, he more of like a French Montana type dude.
Who? He called me lame. He called me lame enough.
Nah, French.
I rather listen to French Montana than ASAP Rocky.
Nah, hey. For real? Facts.
Name me one hot French Montana song that ain't got no feature on it.
He ain't got one.
He ain't got one.
I don't
you
think
can't
he
name
got
me a hot ASAP Rocky song.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is fucking Prada. And the only is that even his? That's
his song.
That's his song.
Who? Yeah, that was.
He had the worst verse on it.
Yeah, he went first, and he had Drake, Kendrick, and
2 Chainz.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He was supposed to have the worst.
Yeah, you're right.
Like I said, he had pigtails, bro.
I wish T got pigtails too.
That's not the same.
He from Norfolk.
And that's the album of the year, too. Are you playing?
So far, absolutely.
That's the album of the year, too.
The album, dude.
You didn't hear it?
Yeah, I told you that.
Nah,
what's your favorite song on the jump?
Couldn't give you a name. I listen to the album. I'm not that, like, avid of a fan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course not, yeah.
I can say that last song.
He about to eat that Skittles off the floor. I was looking for it.
Malice.
30
minutes. Whatever was immaculate.
I tried to tell you.
You did.
Oh, man.
They just had an album get released yesterday. It was like their first ever album they did that got dropped. Mm. Like, they were supposed to drop it, but the record label said nah. Because, like, their first single bombed. It was, like, before Grinding.
Grinding, okay.
I listened to it. It was actually decent, but you can tell it was, like, 1997.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, anyway. I can't believe we got you back, though. This is momentous.
Is it momentous?
Not monumental.
Ain't gonna lie, nigga drove your headline in the group chat yesterday.
Oh yeah, my shit fucked up.
You got a lot wrong with you.
No question. I got
that nigga gotta fix that before he come to LG. I relate
to this. Had he seen yours?
Mine.
The fuck you talking about? My shit square.
Square business.
Nah, hey, no business. Your shit is a trapper's away, nigga.
No,
yeah, your shit bad.
I got a properly shaped head.
Like, shaped like what?
How head's supposed to be shaped?
Your shit shaped like a Mike and Ike.
Which way, though?
That nigga's head shit shaped like a dot. That's crazy. Y'all niggas funny as hell. I'm taking a 40. It's Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo. You got a Smirnoff ice.
We are winos. Yeah. We are winos.
Boy, almost grabbed two OEs while you playing, but I was like, I don't make it back home.
Yeah, no. No OEs, yeah, nah. I'm going to be listening to Fuck the Police.
Colors. Ice tea.
Bruh. And I think that pressure done got in the system too.
Yeah, no cap.
Ooh, man.
No kidding.
Like we ain't do no topics.
I'm trying to think of what's next.
Nothing. No, look, we can your government.
My government, okay.
Yeah. Had something leaked the other day.
What's that?
The opinion to basically reverse Roe versus Wade.
Mm.
It's been a big topic, of course, especially among the female counterpart. Like, basically, they're telling them, like, look, you can't make a choice about what to do with your body. Which, to me, I think it's a wild thing to do. To tell some woman what they can't do. Well, for men to tell women what they can do, what they can and cannot do with their body. But
yeah, that makes no sense to me.
And they're upset it got leaked. Cause it got leaked. It isn't like something that they came out and said. It, like, they were thinking about it, and it wasn't an opinion.
My thought is, if Democrats who control the presidency, the Senate, and the House,
the Supreme Court came out with this, though,
but it still checks and balances and all of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm not going to say all Democrats believe in pro-life or pro-choice or whatnot, but that's one of, like, the big things on the Democrat side of the House or whatnot. So that's surprising to me.
Yeah.
But I look at it like this, man. Every situation is different. And it's like, if a woman is out here on Glenwood and she gets raped and ends up pregnant, you're telling her that she has to have that child?
That she's not, obviously wasn't ready for.
Like, that's wild, man. Or even if you have a young lady that's in college and she just makes a bad decision one night, doesn't use protection, and ends up getting pregnant. Now she has to drop out of school or whatever because she may not have the support system back home to take care of that child or whatnot. You know, like, I get it. We all have to live with the choices that we make. But to say that somebody doesn't have a choice, like, that's... I don't think that's right, me personally.
So my thing is, I align with certain, like, Republican views.
Yeah,
you know,
no side is perfect, right? So I can see,
and that's where I think Republicans struggle.
Yeah,
because they can be hypocritical in some regards.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
so is Democrats,
right? But on certain topics or in certain areas, they want to be so stringent with rules and laws and regulations. But in other aspects, they're the first to say, you know, we have our right to freedoms, right to, you know.
As long as it don't affect the majority.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you can't
pick and choose.
Try to be, you know, super fucking constitutional in some regards.
Mm-hmm.
And then in other regards, like, you try to be the opposite of what you preach in the other areas, you know what I mean? So, like we seen floating around on social media, listen, I can't sit here and tell my fiance how to go do her fucking hair.
Absolutely not. That's a conversation you don't want to have.
You know what I mean? Like, everything she put on when we going out, man, you look great. That's fine. You look good.
Yeah, absolutely.
How am I going to sit in there and be like, that ain't it. Go take that off. That's not you. You
well, it depends. It depends, though.
You sound like an old white man. Not you. I'm saying that.
But so in a sense, I feel like if she put on something that was a little too revealing, you would say that though.
I don't think she would to begin with, right. Out of like the respect that's already there and the boundaries.
The respect or the fear?
Respect.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think she feared this nigga. Okay. But also, I to be fair to you, if anything, you might make a suggestion. You get what I'm saying? You're not going to be like, no, do that.
She don't be tripping when he be having his titties out, though.
We'll be side boobing it up, y'all.
Double cheeked up on the third.
You know, this reminds me like when we, like 6 months into the podcast, and I used to call y'all bisexual.
Hey, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. My bad.
But not like so I do understand what you're saying, but like I think the only time I would say in that case about something that a woman has on is like if Kariba tried to come out the house on some like hoochie mama type shit, like nah, I ain't going for that.
You can take right, so like, don't get too drawn in on that example. I was just talking about just like the principle of the idea in relation to me telling a woman whether it's okay or not to abort a baby. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Because even then, you can, even in that situation, you can make a suggestion.
But I can't physically make her go.
Yeah. Because, like, she's okay, I'm pregnant. I'm like, well, just to let you know. Like, daddy ain't got it. You might.
And also, I'm also scared to delve too deeply into not whether or not, you know, abortion is right or wrong. Not even so much that. But I also feel like we often speak on only the surface level.
Yeah.
Meaning, all we see is the major headline of Republicans say, you know, no abortion, or whatever the case may be. I'm sure, like, every law and rule, there is certain clauses and stipulations that are going to be within whatever bill or legislation or whatever the case may be.
Get the hell out.
Like, there's going to be some, like, okay, if you check, I don't know, and I could be so far off. I'm sure there's somewhere in there where there's certain, like, check boxes. Like, okay, hopefully there's something in there that says, if you're fucking raped, date raped.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I would hope so.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if, like, I would love to see the entire, I don't give a fuck. If a woman want to go get an abortion,
hey, yeah.
She go get her abortion.
I didn't pay for one.
I paid for one as well.
And it was the same situation you brought up earlier. We were in college, made a mistake. She was pregnant. I said, to be honest with you, I said, I know which way I'm leaning, but this is your decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
She absolutely made that decision.
And I was a freshman. Paid for it. She
y'all
was
still friends?
High school.
No.
Oh.
She hates my guts. No.
Wait, you said what?
I was a freshman in college. She was a senior in high school.
Boy, I thought you said something.
I went home for the summer. I was living in. To this day, my mom knows now. I guess I do. She, but either way, like I never told her.
Yeah.
But I was with my dad in New York, and like that nigga gave me the bread, and I sent it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still talk to her?
No. She weird.
And like I said, Shawty, like we tried to make it work after that, and like you know, and I don't think she ever got past that. Because even after it happened, she made it seem like I was the reason she did it.
That mean, you know, they're going to look for somebody to blame.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to go to therapy.
Might as well.
Right. Yeah, facts.
Might as well blame the white man.
Don't do
it. My bad.
Men most times are going to get blamed. You know, they're going. Women are going to have that feeling of guilt.
Let's go.
On the initial. No, they are. I mean, yeah. And men might too, but women are going to feel it a little bit more because they were the one that were actually
absolutely
in the physical space of what had to happen.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And a lot of times, how do people deal with guilt? You put your blame on someone else.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready to deal with it.
You ever seen a nigga on court TV or on True TV? Like, yeah, I did the murder, but such and such is the reason why I killed him.
They made me do it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, ultimately, it's going to be very easy to pawn blame off on the man because they're mourning or grieving or whatever the fuck it is they're doing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be easy to go, well, Justin, for real, like, you know, I had my moments of maybe wanting to keep it, but once you said, you know, here's how I feel about it, I wanted to do what you felt was right. It's easy to do that.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in a marriage or like in a very, you know, serious common law relationship, it has to be a very split decision. You know what I'm saying? So in that regard, yeah, the man does have somewhat of a say. Imagine you be married, Black. Mm-hmm. And let's say y'all have two kids already. Y'all discuss not having any more kids. And then she gets pregnant. And because y'all already discussed not having more kids, she come home and tell you, hey, I realize I'm pregnant, but I scheduled an abortion for Friday. But now you're like, well, shit, maybe one more kid won't hurt.
How
do y'all maneuver through that conversation without now a man not being able to tell a woman what to do with her body?
That is a tough position to maneuver around. Like, I talked to one of our college friends just yesterday, as a matter of fact. He called and told me happy birthday. And he was telling me about how he's geared to have his first child. And I was like, congratulations. Woo-woo. And then he was like, yeah, but this, we won and done. After this one, we done. I'm like, bro, that's not your decision to make. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's something you can request. But really, when it comes to having kids, like, you might... Us as men, we might say we only want one child, but at the end of the day, if the female says, you know, she wants another one, like, she 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to have another one because you can't make her go get her tubes tied. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and
she can lie.
Nine times out of 10, you're not going to go back to using a condom.
Yeah.
And so you better hope your pullout game is on 100.
How would you feel if your wife asked you to use condoms?
Somebody got to die.
She cheating.
Yeah.
If she asked me to use a condom, that would be weird.
No, but I'm saying in a sense because she don't want to have kids. Let's just say her body doesn't respond to birth control well or something like that. Now she said, look, I don't want any kids. We got to use condoms.
Yeah, right. She cheating. We're going to have to fix something now.
Yeah. Them tubes get tied in. I mean, but she don't want that procedure neither. Like, yeah, that's... Yeah, because don't the Bible say something about you can't live off a top of loans? Yeah, like, we might have to figure something out. I never thought about that though.
Nah, because like I said, if my lady was like, yeah, we gotta start using condom now, like, bitch, it's too late.
Like, you give me a taste of the steak and then tell me I can't have no more steak.
Yeah, like, rare.
Yeah. Meat.
No.
Bro.
I
said, meat to meat.
Whatever y'all say. I don't know. This nigga here, boy.
Woo! That man high. You caught a contact.
I think we all did. Yeah, but all of it.
For sure.
Eating sweets. I was being trained to skill this nigga eating lifesaver gummy. Good,
like these sour jokes at that. Say, this nigga got a bag of Sour Patch gummies.
Hey, look, I bet them bitches slap too, don't they? Hey, Kyron, they dusty too, I know. You know what I'm talking about, that sour dust.
Yeah, sour dust on them.
So, on a sports tip, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw the...
Shout out to the Lakers.
you love those songs. They won.
Bruh.
So Kid Gilchrist is not in the NBA no
D-Hop,
more.
Mm-hmm. D-Hop got popped for pads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
That's good shit, though. We ain't got to worry about that nigga for the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we play him twice.
Yeah. Hopefully we play him twice in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, nah, because, like, he don't say the type. And he said, like, I'm going to take the suspension, but me and my team going to look what the fuck happened.
But that's crazy because that would make me question, like, who the fuck is in my circle? Because 9 times out of 10...
Somebody leaked it.
What I'm saying is 9 times out of 10, he ain't the one going to pick up his workout...
Heck, you know, no.
Pre-workout shit and all of that. So, like, somebody didn't mix some shit in his shit. Or either he knew about it and he was just trying to come back stronger from the injury and shit. you know, one way or another. But
he said he takes a holistic approach with everything.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, what the lying fuck nigga.
Oh yeah, so they. But
he done found natural steroid.
Mm-hmm. That shit crazy. I was gonna say like they can't touch them for shrooms, can they?
I don't even think they touch for weed no more. Mm. I don't think none of them like sports leagues test for weed like that.
Really shouldn't anyway.
What y'all think about the NBA playoffs?
Shit. Hey, look. That Grizzlies-Warriors series is something to watch. I don't know if you've been watching it.
Mm-hmm.
It is something to watch, though.
Not only that one, but even though they down 2-0, I've been enjoying that Suns-Mavericks joint, too, because Luka been playing his heart out, bro.
Yeah, the rest of that team just trash.
Bro, you got to think about the starting lineup. Like, I like what's his name? Dodo.
Dorian Finney-Smith.
I like him, and it's mainly because he's from the crib. But, like, all he is a defensive player. Like, he might get you 10 points a night, if that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't really going to do too much on the offensive end. And that's not his role, you know. So, I don't hold that against him. But, bro, like, Luka is out there trying to carry the whole damn team. And
hey,
so,
y'all out there hooping, though.
Oh, yeah, we're going to head out. Like, I'm going to be real with you. If Joel Embiid was playing, Bam would not be doing the numbers that he's doing.
Don't matter.
Yeah, I still think they'd be up 2-0, though.
I still think we'd be up 2-0, but it wouldn't be like a commanding 2-0 like it's been.
Yeah, get third quarter hitting y'all getting their ass. Like, it's crazy. Yeah,
bro, like, because Joel, because think about it.
Heating four.
Nah, no cap. Because Joel out game three, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, if Joel was playing, Bam would have to guard him on the defensive end. And then he going to use energy, you know, running around with that nigga or trying to guard that nigga. So, but the fact that Jimmy ain't even been, like, Jimmy been doing his thing, but you saw Tyler Hero won Sixth Man of the Year, rightfully so. But.
Shout out to Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Free Brittany Griner.
She is still locked up in Russia.
They just deemed her
unjustly detained.
Like, she been there for like 3 months, bro.
America is scared. They are scared. Russia is on some bullshit right now.
I can see it now. The WNBA ratings like, going through the roof when she comes back.
Pull all troops out of Ukraine so goddamn quick. Fuck with Black and them.
Now, they got a patch on the jersey. They got a thing on the floor for her now.
For real?
Who? Yeah, they're going to have like a... They got
the
a
NBA
little,
or the WNBA?
The WNBA. Like, they're going to have like... Because they start tomorrow.
That's why I haven't seen it.
I'm with them.
Shit, about time she did some time, though. All the time she been beating her bitch and shit. Like, you know, she ain't never served no time.
Look at my wrist. I got time.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
It's payback. Child support.
I'm sure her money in the trust.
They say they're paying her salary too. No matter what.
She got a real.
They said they're gonna pay her salary.
Well, it ain't $65,000.
What's wrong with you?
Kariba asked me that the other day. She said, "How much does a WNBA player make?" I said, "Probably about."
What,
Blake? $5,000-$6,000 more than you.
She'll make shit.
I said, she said, how much an NBA player make? I said, probably about 150%
more than
what they make. She said, that just don't make no sense. That ain't fair.
That's more like 10,000% more than what they make.
If you think about the highest paid WNBA player and the highest paid NBA player.
They work for me. Look at my wrist, I got time.
Hey,
that
boy said, it's grocery matter.
How many WNBA games you been to?
Well, I don't even play WNBA 2K.
Yeah, like, you know, they own the game, like, man.
But they be dunking and stuff on there, though.
I did one time. I did the Miami Heat versus the Chicago Sky.
The seats in the bleachers smaller.
They're playing the same stadium. Yeah, playing. Guess who? So the highest paid WNBA player.
$228,000.
Yep. You already looked it up?
No, I already knew.
$228,000 for what? Year?
Yeah. I can't remember the girl name.
But we also Diana Taurasi.
It is still Taurasi.
On a 10-year, $2 billion contract.
No, she makes more money overseas.
Yeah,
all of them do.
But yeah, you also got to realize their season's like 3 months.
Yeah, they played 37 games in 32 days.
Now, that's not bad money to make in that time frame.
They got double the head.
You look at it from their perspective.
Bitches,
yeah.
Like firefighters and shit. Like,
nah, but for real, I'm gonna be honest. They
oh my
money.
God. He said
kicking five fights. Feel kicking down door. What a take.
Hey, look. No, for real.
Yeah.
If they
thought it'd be Chicago Fire.
If they played that game before the men's games like they did in high school.
Nah, fact.
Yeah.
Their ratings would go up.
You trying to get there early for the men's game. You catch 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Goddamn, man. No, baby, be overtime in that moment. That'd be packed.
Or have them play at halftime.
For the guys' game.
Or have them play at halftime.
He going to know I'm close, trying to.
20 minutes straight. No timeouts. Running clock.
Running clock.
Right back to Charlotte's theme. Like, you know what I mean? I'd go to that game.
Final score, 36-14.
Yeah, it ain't even gonna be that.
Hey, look, by no cap though, I'll take Shawty from the Las Vegas Aces. What's her name, bro? God,
is it
she's
Las Vegas Aces? Or is it the
Gia Cooper trash?
You're not talking about Shawty that played for the Sparks, is you?
Nah, you talking about Candace Parker.
No, not Candace Parker.
Nah, this joint tall, light skinned.
Cambridge,
yes, Cambridge.
She got the OnlyFans.
I'm thinking that. Yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing up there.
Yeah. Shit. They be leaking her shit.
Yeah, they posted on Reddit. You go on Reddit, you can see any and everything.
Yeah. Kanye told me that.
Yeah.
But nah, like, yeah, Liz Cambridge is she's beautiful. And she get buckets too. Like I think she's Australian or something. She like the good version of Ben Simmons.
Speaking of which.
Ho ass nigga.
He might be
He just had surgery yesterday.
He the smartest man. In America, he got paid everything too.
No, he didn't, cause he ain't gonna get that grievance money back.
Y'all see, Stephen A. Goddamn, go in on him.
Man, Stephen A. gonna get smacked.
Like, talking about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, Stephen A. said he like the sorriest excuse of a human being ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Pretty much. Like,
when you see what Kendrick
he did quit on everybody.
What Kendrick Burson?
You hit the 42.
Fuck, was that a burp sneeze?
Nah, I was about to call. You see what Kendrick Perkins said about him being the single girl that's pretty, and they wonder why she's single because she smokes Newports. I said, yo, this nigga funny.
It's true though. That's,
yeah, she smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, like you gotta think about it. This nigga 6'10"
and can't do nothing.
Light skinned bitch.
I can't think of it. I was looking for the WNB shorty that I was thinking. I think they said she had a baby by Dwight Howard.
Oh, that's Tia Cooper.
Like Tia Cooper, okay. If they would have started she game, for the Sparks, right? We started the conversation.
Yeah, not no more.
Oh, not no more. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Tia Cooper, she was married to Dwight for like 2 weeks. Nah, seriously. She was like,
I remember.
Yeah, they were.
She tough, though.
She was dating somebody else. I can't remember who she was dating.
Lose.
Same bitch.
Her coach.
You up? What's up? Yeah, no, hold up. Speaking of Cooper, y'all know who Cynthia Cooper is? She's like the first WNBA.
Yeah, she was.
She got like, I was reading today. She was a coach. She just retired. Well, she was forced to retire because they had a Title IX investigation. You know, Title IX.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. So, kind of found out she was telling these
women.
Yeah, but like her players, like girl doing a squat, she was like, oh yeah, like you know how to ride some dick.
See, they need that. Oh, mic them up. Mic them up.
Bro, I swear to God.
Mic them up and I don't watch it. Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks, WNBA.
Bruh.
She was at like Texas Southern, but she was somewhere. And it was like another girl. She was like, the girl was depressed or something. She was like, nah, don't worry about it. She just needs some dick.
feel like she counseling major.
Right. You're like, but you just can't say that.
The love doctor.
Because imagine if Coach Walker say, you know.
He probably did say
that nigga backed up.
Yeah, that nigga just backed up.
Walker say a lot of it.
But I'm just saying, like.
Yeah.
He also wouldn't say that in 2022. I mean, we're talking about 2013.
Yeah.
But, like, also Cynthia Cooper need to realize she's, like, one of the faces of
the WNBA.
Or just women's basketball.
Yeah.
You think women's basketball, you think about Cheryl Swoops.
Yep.
Don Staley, Cynthia Cooper, the big little bitch that played with him.
Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Thompson.
Cheryl Swoops.
He said.
Cheryl Swoops. Yeah. Tina Coleslaw.
It was Tina Charles.
I know you're talking about Shaniqua Coleslaw. Coleslaw. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I know you're talking about. She played for like the Mystics.
Yeah, some shit like that.
They done lost more teams.
Bro, like, I was reading the other day, like, it's 12 teams or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They used to be like...
Four make the playoffs.
How you got from the regular season to Final Four?
Oh, shit. He said Final Four.
You know what? This is why.
Can we get on another subject?
This is why. Lower the rims.
No, swear to God.
Start banging on each other, I promise y'all I'll watch it.
Now, because there's a girl from like Stanford. She like banging on somebody in the like... In the tournament.
It's a girl in high school that's dunking on people, too, with two hands.
If they had a league, like the Arena Football League, females, where they in thongs and bras.
I ain't watching it. Know that court stink.
Fucking sexist, misogynist.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
You are what they thought Kevin Samuels was. Well,
let me ask you this. Would you watch it?
If they better throw it on, if they throw it on Sports Center,
look at that assist.
that was good, not great, but it was good.
It was serviceable. Really
yeah,
was
very serviceable. Like I liked it.
It's
like,
a segue in my in Derek voice.
Yeah. Damn. Nah. Damn.
How we get on this topic?
I don't even know.
We went from
a misogyny, like, abortion losing it.
You think it's flame going up?
I just think he's very hit or miss because that last album was a hit.
What was the last album?
Wait, how many? That one. You know I don't listen to that kind of stuff, man.
Shit that came out in 2020. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was called...
The shit was in black and white.
But it had Life is Good on it.
Yeah,
like that
shit was great.
Yeah.
That album was great.
I don't know what he was aiming to do on this last one. One minute he's telling me not to love my woman. Next minute he's saying, tell your ex you hope somebody else love it. Then he's like, do cocaine. Don't do cocaine, do Molly. That's the white people drug. I'm like, bro, I don't know what he want from me.
He was all over the place.
Yeah. The cover was fire. I wish I could sit in the back of the limo with the eyepiece on.
Yeah.
And just look relaxed.
He ain't worried about him.
Yeah. Fuck Russell Wilson.
So what's everybody's issue with Russell Wilson, man?
That's another thing.
I don't get it.
So here's my thing. Russell Wilson isn't corny because he love his lady. He take care of another nigga kid. He corny because he corny. When I look at Russell...
Is it because he tried to do that Shiggy challenge?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't see it.
Yeah. But when I look at him, I'm like, I would never hang with him. Have you seen those jeans? That's what I think. Like,
they can't be worse than Jordan jeans.
But
Michael Jordan? Yeah,
in comparison?
Yeah. Like, nothing to do with, like, love that lady. She deserves it, kind of. Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Like, people also need to realize, like, Ciara's also, like, trash a little bit, too.
Ah. She's no Jada Pinkett.
No.
Nobody
No, what I'm saying, because she bashes Future a lot. Mm. When, for what I'm reading, Future actually does take care of that kid like he's supposed to. And his kids, period. And the nigga got, like, said it'd be two of them.
You got more than Thug?
I don't know.
You got more than Boosie? Boosie got what, about nine of
them? I don't think Future has that many.
Does he have more than Philip Rivers?
No. Philip got 17 or some shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he got a lot of kids.
He got drafted.
He had a lot of kids.
God damn.
He
Cromartie too. Maybe. Antonio Cromartie got a lot of kids too.
That's different. He had a hood nigga that was just out of
He had five kids. I think he got a vasectomy. I said, God.
He need to see that doctor.
He literally had twins right after he had
the vasectomy. He need to sue that doctor.
He should poke.
He got strong.
Poke, boy.
Strong.
They said they used to have to give him an advance for him to pay child support.
That's why he kept playing long as he did. Because he was like, shit. Then he had that little dumbass show.
Yeah,
he did.
He did have that show.
Yeah, he like, yeah, I need the money. Like, yeah, like.
Do we got a relationship topic for tonight?
We can talk about how Sierra trash. All right.
Not
playing. Nah. But I don't know. Like, what you want to talk about?
I'm trying to think, man. Like.
What's your life like?
Man, listen.
What's your love life like?
That shit been hectic, bro.
But I ain't had no sex.
That shit getting back on track, though.
Nah, that's good.
That shit getting back on track.
The whole Omega process threw it off a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely had a little wrinkle in there.
Because you had to go do that late at night. She stuck home with the kid. Even though the kid 14, she can take care of herself.
Yeah, I seen her in the microwave. Y'all niggas hungry?
Yeah.
Bro, no cap, though. I told Blake the other day. She was like, Daddy, can I have some water? I was like, yeah, go ahead. She said, I need a cup. I said, there's a cup right there on the counter. She said, no, it ain't, but I'll get one. I was like, all right. So it ain't registering. You know what I mean? I look up. She done grabbed a chair from the dining room table, stood in the chair to go stand on the counter to reach in the cabinet to get a cup. I said, girl.
You're unfit parent.
I said, girl, if you fall, your mom.
That's learned behavior. She saw that from you.
Yes. Your fridge is tall.
At the Dusty Crown Motor. Yeah.
That's funny.
I said, yo, if you don't get your ass down, boy, your mama gonna kill me.
But to be real, Blake is very intelligent.
Bro.
She can think of stuff like that.
She shocks me every day, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
every day.
That's why I said, y'all don't need to leave you alone because Blake can take care of himself. Blake can figure it out.
Bro, it's,
I seen her score a soccer goal, bro.
Yeah, like, that was
She had
was
three
amazing.
Goals that game, bro. And then the following week, which was this past Monday, she disappointed me. I made her ride home with a mom. Bro, they got beat 12-2.
Jesus.
She needed that.
All 4 years.
She needed to be humble. She needed to be humble.
Like the coach had to get out sub out so somebody else can get in, and I really wanted to tell my, but you know, she 4 years old, she ain't gonna understand what I really say. I wanted to be like, girl, stop digging in your ass and fucking score, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm surprised they understand soccer that young age,
bro.
They don't. Games are fucking terrible.
It's stressful because you like that goal that way, that way.
I wouldn't even say that. I'd just let him rock. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't even, you know what I'm saying?
You know how, like, the only thing I could think of at the time was, you know how much patience you have to have as
a coach
to coach 4-year-olds? Bro, you got to be a special person.
Like, if I were to coach youth football, the lowest I would go is, like, Pee Wee, which is, like, 11, 12.
Yeah, easily.
Because, like my nephew tried to play last year when he was 5, and I said, good fucking
right.
Trying to get this little nigga to sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
No, I can't. No, his daddy can't do it. So, you know, like, I don't touch that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so, nah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a wild game, bro.
Chizzy. Wedding coming soon. Bachelor party coming sooner. It's gonna be a good time.
One of the two ain't gonna happen.
Why are you speaking bad on my shit?
You deserve it.
I can't speak for the wedding.
You deserve it.
I can't speak for the wedding, but
I think that's he said, look, the bachelor party happened. The wedding, like, they said, the wedding happened. More likely, we're not going
to. You ready?
I'm as ready as I'm gonna be. I don't know if there's there's a light bulb that ever goes off that goes ding. All
right. I mean, and the fact that y'all been together for what, last 6 years?
Mm, yeah.
been living together for the last, what, seven? Four or five? Four? You know what I mean? Like, to me, nothing should change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The only thing that really happened now, you got a piece of paper saying, like, look, you owe this woman money.
after 6 months.
I mean, nah. Technically in North Carolina, like, the paper technically say you own her, right?
Is this North Carolina or Mississippi? Damn. Is this the sip?
Oh my god. Die by.
Welcome to the paint.
Man, look. Now, you still want our pictures?
Yo.
What are these pictures going to be used for? That picture cringe sent. I'm sorry.
He
ain't gonna be you.
I want him to be dropped from the wedding party.
He's a groomsman, right? Mm-hmm. Boy, I know he gonna pay more than everybody for his tux.
His shit flowing in. What you mean?
I think Chad's smaller than Crunch.
he hippie. Mm. Crunch up here with it.
Yeah,
Kurt
do wear 42.
A
42
in jeans?
Yeah, waist.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, he's smaller than Tony.
Six-X shirt.
That nigga's an ice cream.
But fucked up, man.
Where the fuck do you find a 6X shirt?
And he wear a size 8 shoe, bro, like this.
Yo, that nigga cartoon character.
That nigga built like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, mama.
Oh, my God.
That nigga is a palm tree. Like, what the fuck? Like,
Mr. Incredible. Like, what the fuck?
But much the same way, too. We're like, man, they a badly built group of niggas.
They just bad, though.
It's hereditary.
Yeah.
And, bro, like, rest in peace, but I saw your granddaddy, like your mama posted a picture.
Yeah,
that's you.
That's you. You saw it too. I was like, that's right. You. Y'all got the strong genes because yeah. Blake got that smile too.
Right.
Thankfully, she don't look like you.
Yeah, I'm so glad she just got my gap, bro. But that's cream.
But that's the first thing Tony said to me when I saw him at Viking Fest. The first thing. Yeah. What's up, man? Ain't that crazy, Blake got? Yeah, I said. Yeah.
That's genetics, man.
But now, like, seriously, though, like, she posted that picture, T-Bone, right?
Is yeah.
That? I said, nah, that's black. That's black in the tux. Bro, like, when you got to go bald, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you going to look just like your granddaddy, bro.
That was my dude, man. His birthday was May 5th. Yeah. My birthday, May 4th.
Y'all got some strong genes.
Yeah, bro.
Yes. Yeah.
Shit. Man, I miss y'all boys, man. Y'all just don't know, man. This shit right here, near dear to my heart, man. I'm so happy to be back.
You put us to the side, whatever. Fuck you.
Right. He said you got to sign a contract next time. Justin said it.
Yeah, we all should sign contracts.
Yeah, because I ain't going to lie. If this shit blow up, I'm leaving y'all. I'm going to get Chad $150 for this laptop.
$150,000?
Nah, $150. That laptop been through some things. Like, it ain't got no space on it.
Hey, you got a terabyte or something.
He had to buy another one.
Damn.
Cause he been uploading his engagement
photos.
Boy, hey. Like, seriously though.
Your wedding gonna be so fire, bro.
That shit gonna be funny as hell, man.
That shit, bro.
What's crazy? Like, he said, I can't get the mic, but you can. That's the crazy part, bro.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I definitely don't blame you.
Because I'm telling everything.
Nigga about to have a book. Yeah. Gail King gonna be there. Just talking.
Hey, we gotta make sure we record it, though. Like whoever's gonna be your videographer. Like, they got to goddamn make sure they get us when we in the groomsman suite.
Like, it's going to look like the International Players Anthem video.
It got to. Like, the bachelor party can't be recorded. Heavens no.
Why not? What are you planning on doing, Derek?
I'm just saying, like, you don't record Bible study. I ain't never known nobody record Bible study.
You right.
Every Sunday service, but, you know.
Right. You right.
But
I don't know. Like, I think I deserve a mic.
You got to say something.
Yeah.
You got to do a toast. You know,
mm-hmm.
Bro,
I'm mad at DJ on standby.
Yeah, I can see him telling B out.
B out.
He's not coming. He's not even invited.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
he
wild.
He can't even plug the equipment up. Damn. Who you got for him? You got Arms of Entertainment.
Nah.
He gonna be the hostess with the mostest.
Speaking of Gayle King, did y'all see y'all homegirl? No, he said Gayle King or somebody.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Same bitch.
Yeah. Did you see her interview with Meg the House?
Nah, I didn't, but I...
He shot me!
Let me ask you this, though. Was it worse than the R. Kelly one?
It's up there.
Not as
animated.
It ain't as animated, but her story was a whole circle. Did you have sexual relations? What do you mean? Did you let him?
Did y'all fuck?
Yeah.
Did y'all fuck?
And she said, "No, it was nothing like that." No, but you mad?
Yeah, she was in love with that nigga.
That whole dance bitch thing can't be true.
Yeah, and if it was,
Yosemite saying
that. Dance park.
I feel like Tori is saying
that.
He's just wild like that, man.
Yeah, I feel like Tori off some coke. Yeah, he would definitely say that shit.
Tori off his bullshit, bro. Like, he be on some
nut shit.
Yeah.
Between, I don't know who worried him or
DaBaby.
Or DaBaby's worried
him. That nigga staying some shit.
There's something
bro.
Wrong with him, man.
That nigga always find a way to meet headlines, bro.
His music ain't pushing like it used to, so he got to. But the shit lately has been kind of weird.
It's somebody, been wild,
somebody,
bro.
Somebody ran, they jumped a little shit at his house. He shot him.
Yep.
Which I don't blame him.
Nope.
You definitely don't blame him for that, right?
Nah.
The shit with Dan Lee.
Yeah.
The shit with Dan Lee.
That was a while ago. But you know, the brother suing, like, you can't threaten this man online and then get jumped and then sue him.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
You can't do that. Then
he stole all of his artists.
He stole off on his artists.
Yeah,
that happened Viking Fest weekend.
What was the point of him stealing off?
It was backstage and some like
I seen it,
but like he walked off and then he just yeah. But honestly, you a little nigga like that, you got to do that. You can't just
You can't. You got to sneak somebody.
Yeah, you got to. And honestly, when you grown, you can't fight fair.
Yeah.
So. Then the video from when he killed the nigga at Walmart got leaked, which to me backed his argument. But you know, niggas are like, nah, it looked like you started it.
Mm-hmm.
But what the story is, they walked up on him like, look, nigga, it's a robbery. Like, you know, he was like, him being him, he stole off a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the other nigga had the gun, so he shot him.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
So, and then I feel like something else happened. Oh, he had a video shoot in 2020. Told the white man, I'm going to have 12 people here. Nosy ass neighbors called. He got 40 people at your house. It's a video shoot. I don't know why he even said he would have 12 people there. 12 people.
That's just the production.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then, so when the dude get there and confront him, he called the baby and them niggas and they beat the fuck out of him.
I mean, they was acting like niggas. I mean,
could that, like, that's what I'm saying, but it's just like every week is something. It's with something this nigga.
Else, yeah. Let's go.
It's like one of them things, like, I'm sick of this nigga.
Yeah, facts.
Facts.
Like, he in the news so much that it makes you, like, I'm tired
stressed.
Of hearing about this nigga.
Yeah.
Lawyer stress.
His lawyer is.
No, that retained a high, too.
It got to be.
Yeah, who you got? Crump. Benjamin Crump.
Yeah.
One of them niggas. Al Sharpton.
William Scott Farron. I don't know.
William Scott Farron?
Yeah.
James Scott Farron?
James Scott Farron.
I thought nigga said F. Yeah, Scott Fitzgerald.
Goddamn. J.G. Wentworth.
Man, no bullshit. He got somebody and they working.
But not to get off subject. MJ, what you going to do, man? You gonna shit or get off the pot?
Both.
Mildew barbecue.
Barbecue and mildew.
Box of throw rocks.
Where are you coming up with all these analogies?
Man, he built like he's 62. So, yeah, he got this shit.
Nah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
Probably.
You got it. She putting the pressure on you? Mm-mm.
Okay. That's good. He's 38. She not ready. She your age.
He's a cock.
He's 38. God damn it. I mean, I'm a longer.
19.
You too, nigga. God damn it. Like, you ain't no spring chicken, man.
Nah, you ain't.
Compared to him, I'm a chicken. I ain't rather be a spring chicken, but I'm a chicken now.
He a rooster.
Man, that nigga a cock. Call him a cock.
Well,
the
goddamn.
How old is she? 30? No, it's me and her the same age.
She a year younger than you.
See, so she not ready to fuck with him. She not ready to fuck with him. She got shit to do. Speaking of which, congratulations to Shawty.
She get her PhD tomorrow.
PhD?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she ain't fucking with him.
I'm punching up.
Yeah.
I'm,
damn.
Whole time, nah, you're not. Cause honestly, that little PhD is just gonna get a $60,000.
Like you want that?
He's gonna get a 60.
You know what I think of when I think of the PhD? 200,000 in student loan.
You the example of a relationship, Tom.
It is. It's,
when they
it's
say a, it's if, a penny. If the woman the bread went in, the man working at Walmart. Like with that relationship, that's y'all. That's
yeah. I'm with it.
Honestly, but like you
could be a stay at home dad, bro.
I told her. I will most certainly be that.
Mm-hmm. I see dirty pimples all over the goddamn house. Huh?
All you made playing mac and cheese. Never seen you cook nothing else.
Yeah, you're right.
You made stuffed salmon yesterday.
I made salmon and salad. Blackened salmon.
Ordered that shit from Applebee's.
You can tell.
Nah, that wasn't no Applebee's, buddy.
Cleveland Draft House.
I ain't been there. Is it good?
It's mediocre.
Yeah, it is. It's some white boys.
Yeah, but I'm about to say, if you want to just go drink and laugh at white people, go.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like I took a black woman there, and like we ordered to go food. We were just like,
Me and you went there one night.
You was the black woman.
Too easy, right? Good.
All right, man. Good. What time is it?
It's time for y'all to get the fuck out of my house.
I gotta work in the morning. For once, it ain't me.
Yeah, but you still got. What time you gotta get up?
I'm probably about. I gotta get on the road. Probably about 6:30.
For what? The shit at 9.
She's got to be there.
Oh, she. Be
yeah, she got to be there. Yeah.
Leave her.
She can't drive.
She a car. Car with him.
It with him.
I mean, y'all take y'all your car. You just had her drive.
To her graduation.
So, yeah.
Man, she independent now.
You got a good point there.
I'm
still waiting on my rim. Give me the number.
You got one hookup?
No, I got none.
I'm not seeing that hookup.
I tell you, bro, the nigga driving in the middle lane on the curb, bro. Like, that nigga don't know how to hold the lane, bro. He can't.
The median just up under.
What's the? What the fuck?
Don't ride with MJ.
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you what's funny, though. I followed this nigga home one time, right? We were on the highway. This nigga swerving like a motherfucker, right? So I text him like, bro, you good? Get an automatic reply. I'm driving.
I hate that shit, too,
man. I don't got it no more.
So I get from behind him, and I'm going past him. I look. This nigga texting. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
MJ be sleep, too, bro.
Easily. Red light.
I'll be close. Like,
all right. All right. That's enough. We'll see you next time. On
They your glasses?
Yeah.
Damn,
boy. Bifocals, I can't say nothing.
Don't you got a stigma?
We all got corrective lenses. You never thought about getting contact lenses?
He can't.
I couldn't put eye drops in my own eye. I know I couldn't put contacts in.
But you haven't even tried.
I tried.
I feel like anybody can put anything in their eye is a fucking psychopath. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know plenty of women.
They can't give me the prescription needed for this eye.
Boy need LASIK. LASIK probably won't help, will it?
They might. It's 2200.
Get an eye transplant.
They were shit going good like that. Nigga had one green eye, one brown eye.
I bet I pulled some of the hoes with that. Yeah.
Ooh, that's so cute.
Yeah, like Lucifer.
his eyes look like Easter. I see Easter. He's like an Easter M&M. Yeah. All right. Anyway, y'all be easy.
Who gonna take us out, man?
Who got something? I ain't got nothing.
All I got is Psalms 133.
Y'all not gonna make me.